Satire and irony caught up in arguing the dollars of cents of, and cents of things, how much will it cost? Again, important, but the really fundamental thing is, who are we as a society and what sort of world do we want to live in? And satire does get to the root of that.
In terms of your topics that you're writing, are you finding the current federal government particularly inspiring to you?
They are very inspiring. It's just finding things that fall under the too grim to write satire about threshold.
Interesting. I knew that this, the refugee healthcare would be one of those, but you did a great job with it. Do you think, I think you touched on a little of this before, when you do use satire, you're able to engage people who maybe aren't usually politically involved or maybe don't think they're that interested in current affairs?
I think so. I mean, we've gotten a really good response to the songs that we have on YouTube. There, of course, there's the funny visuals as well, and I don't think it's 3,000 of my friends. I mean, that would be nice if I had 3,000 friends, but I have sometimes heard from people that I haven't met before, like, oh, I saw your video on YouTube, and they've got it from a friend of a friend of a friend, and they may not think of themselves as political, but they did enjoy it, and, you know, maybe it made them think differently about an issue or want to get informed.
For you as a songwriter, are there other songwriters or writers that inspire you in the type of work that you're doing?
Well, my biggest influence for this type of work would always have to be Tom Lehrer, the songwriter of the 60s, who did a lot of very, very classic satire. The influence was quite intentional in a way. I remember being 14 and, you know, sitting on the bed playing solitaire and thinking about the VLTs, which had just been introduced all over Manitoba. The idea that it's okay, you know, to fuel gambling addiction as long as it brings money into the government coffers. Now we've changed government, so they're good. But at the time they were bad because they'd been brought in by the wrong government. And, I was writing this little step right up, walk right in. If it makes the government money, it ain't no sin. And I thought, what kind of style would Tom Lehrer use for this? So I had this slinky jazz number, and that wound up being one of the most popular songs in our shows when we had Just Theater, a political satire troupe. And I wore a sparkly blue dress, and my mom taught me to take off my gloves, and I was so embarrassed by my mom teaching me to take off my gloves that the first time I practiced the routine, I threw the glove and it got caught in the rafters. So she totally isn't on topic. Tom Lehrer, yes.
Tom Lehrer is an influence.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't script these with his gloves, or if he did, he didn't do it on his recordings.
Back to Just Theater, because I know that's what your songs are released under. Can you talk about what that is and how that was created?
Just Theater is the name we gave to our family political satire group. The name is self-explanatory, just as in social justice. But in my teens, I started working with my uncle, who's an activist in the city, Tom Novak. And we both were bouncing ideas off each other and had a very similar sensibility. And I roped my mom in, and she has a very unique perspective as well. And so we were the core members of this troupe. Started auditioning some others. We started off by doing every lefty conference and benefit around and rally. We did a fringe show in 1995 that was very well received. A little bit of community TV and radio. And when I went away to grad school, there was a hiatus on that. Thomas continued to do street theater under the Just Theater name, but I was far away and not involving myself in Canadian politics, certainly to the same degree. So it's just been in the last little while that I've been writing satire again and putting it out there. I thought, you know, why not? This is the progeny of Just Theater, legitimately.
And what do you have planned coming up? What are you going to do next?
Well, one project, apart from writing ad hoc satire songs, is while I was doing grad school in England, I wrote a musical called Charity, which is actually about an incompetent charity. It's about socialites who think they're socialists and think they're going to save the world where everyone will treat each other wonderfully, except they can't even treat each other decently. And it's just about the political chaos and romantic misunderstandings and quite a bit of satire of my own side. And it's something I directed in England, did very well as a student show. Then I had to finish my thesis and come back and get a job, etc. And it just sat on the shelf. But I've always wanted to dust it off, revise it with the benefit of hindsight, and see about getting it produced again. And so that's what I've got going on. I've just done a rewrite of the script. I'm starting to work on a demo tape. And we'll see where it goes.
Is it harder for you to satirize the left than conservatives?
It's probably too easy. Because, you know, it's like you always know how to make jokes about people that you're close to, right? Because you see all the foibles. But it's a very different kind of satire. I mean, My center of the right is very issues-based. It's moral outrage and indignation. On the left, it's more, it's laughing at ourselves. It's laughing at all of us, myself included, or situations that I've gotten into. And it's very much with affection. And I hope people who hear that music can see that.
It's like making fun of your family, which is always easy, but with love. We're going to play another one of your songs now. And I was just wondering if you could talk just briefly about it. We're going to play I Got a Spill in Kalamazoo. So can you talk about what that song was inspired by?
Well, I don't know what the age demographic is out there, but, you know, way out there in radio land, if you've ever heard the song I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, I grew up in jazz choir, so, you know, I was very familiar with the whole Glenn Miller, and apparently not that many people are. However, when the oil giant Enbridge, which is trying to put a pipeline across the country through unspoiled protected wilderness areas in BC to suck oil out of the tar sands and over to the highest bidder overseas. People started raising many concerns about this, and one concern that was raised is that Enbridge has a pretty awful record of spills. One spill, particularly in Kalamazoo, that took them hours and hours to even figure out what's happening, let alone clean. So when I heard about this spill in Kalamazoo, I thought, oh, that's a real place. Of course, I'd only heard the Glenn Miller, and hence the song.